We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
All right, family therapy right now for a friend of Kelly Cheese, because you said you got a text message from her and it's like, What do I do? I just found out something. And it's happening this weekend, and she just needs some advice. You don't know what to tell her, so let's ask the family.
Right. She texted and told me that she found out the guy that we've all known, she's had a thing for him for years. And he started dating somebody, you know, you meet somebody who your friend's dating, and it's kind of like, eh, whatever. This doesn't seem very serious. But all of a sudden, she finds out it is serious, and to the point where he's proposing this weekend. And now she's frantic. She's like, well, what do I do? I've always liked him, and do I tell him?
Is this the first time she's admitted out loud to y'all that she's in love with her? Okay, so
we've called her out on it. We've been like, okay, look, we see the way you guys are talking. And then even when he started dating this girl, we told her, why don't you just jump in? Why don't you say something? Just say something. And she's like, no, it's just not that serious. When the time is right, then I'll do it. Well, now the time is so wrong because he's proposing that it almost feels right to her to say something, but she just doesn't know. Is that appropriate? Do I do it now? Because we know he feels the same way, too.
And she's sure he's proposing this weekend?
We 100% know. His sister told us.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And by us, I mean like her and a group of friends who have all now told us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is happening.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So she needs to know, does she just miss out on the love of her life forever by staying silent? Or does she say something or tell him in person or just late night text him after a few glasses of wine? Like, you know, what do you do?
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, you know, on Gossip Girl, when Nate and Vanessa are in love, but they don't realize it yet. And it takes Hilary Duff's character, Olivia, to point it out to them after they had a little, you know, what happened, right?
You are so extra.
You guys with me?
Gossip Girl.
No, not there.
Don't watch it.
I'm not there today.
Glad you're a big fan.
Okay. Melanie in Stockbridge.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're better than Kelly's friend who has to decide what to do before the love of her life professes his love to another woman.
Yeah, I know, with it being this weekend. So I had something very, very similar happen to me.
Really?
We were young, probably in our early 20s, dated for about a year and a half. Everybody thought it was going to happen. We broke up. Years and years and years later, through the grapevine, I find out that this person is engaged. And so it was good enough for me to move on with my life. Probably 4 or 5 years later, I'm engaged. I get a call from him 3.5 months before we plan the wedding, and he just spilled everything. Apparently, he never got engaged, broke it off, found out that I, you know, had waited all this time. Long story, even longer. 2 or 3 hours into the phone call, he says, I don't think you should marry this person. I said, let me think about it. I slept on it 2.5 weeks later. I broke off my engagement, married this man, and now we're married about 6 years. But we didn't have a weekend to ruin someone else's life, too. We had months.
So. Right, because you have to think about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But Melanie,
about a person.
I mean, you wouldn't be married right now if he didn't go with his feelings and just tell you.
He was right. I mean, he was right. We knew it. We were too young probably at the time. But life is too short. If this is the right person for you, just put yourself out there. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Move on. But at least you have that closure that you did everything you could to get it to happen. And it might not happen, but maybe you'll feel better about yourself.
Wow.
Wow. That is powerful advice right there. Because that is not what I thought everybody was going to say. 404-263-0941. Family therapy in progress. Kelly Cheese has a friend who just found out the love of her life is about to propose to somebody else. And she's panicking. She doesn't know what to do. But you can help her. We'll take your calls of advice coming up next after Halsey. Bad at love?
So appropriate.
Great timing, Kelly.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Kelly Cheese has a friend who needs some family therapy from you.
My girlfriend texted me and said that she found out the love of her life is proposing to his girlfriend this weekend, and she has absolutely no idea what to do. Does she say something? Does she keep quiet? Like, she's being pulled in two totally different directions right now.
What would you do? 404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show in Star 94.1. Hey, Andrea from Marietta.
I don't think that she should say anything. I feel like she had all this time before they were about to get engaged to say something, and then just decided, oh, it's not that important and it's not a big deal. And she never did, so I don't think she should do it now.
But she didn't because she didn't think there was urgency. There was no reason for her to do it. She thought he would just be around and available forever.
But at the same time, he never also said anything to her. So maybe he's not feeling the same way she is.
But I will say,
why does it always have to be on the guy?
I will say something that you need to know from the friend's perspective, looking in at their friendship. Everybody thought at some point they would get together, even his sister, even his family. Like, his mom and dad have said things to her because they just see their relationship. And then when he started dating this person, suddenly it was like, well, I'll wait until they're over and then maybe something can happen.
Oh, gosh, this whole situation makes me warm. I'm sweating right now.
I know.
Allie in Woodstock, what's your advice?
I think she needs to move on. Don't be a homewrecker. There's plenty of fish in the sea. He's happy. Be happy for him. Don't go and step on something. Clearly he's in love with this girl if he's going to propose, and now is not the right time. You're going to ruin her life, another girl's life. She's being really selfish by even considering that.
Allie.
There is another woman in the situation. Allie's right to point out that perspective. I mean, she could be ruining one of the best days ever for this new relationship.
Yes, but also she could be saving them from potential future heartbreak, because if they're meant to be, where my heart goes is if they're the two of them are actually meant to be and he's about to propose to the wrong person and she doesn't say anything, then do you delay the heartbreak? Do you prolong it? Or do you actually save somebody's life by doing it and let them meet their person?
Oof.
I know, right? You know what? I'm sorry I confused you. I'm sorry.
We can always count on Kelly Cheese to bring the non-dramatic perspective to the table. Like, whatever the most low-key, easy thing is, she's on it.
All right, let's get a guy's perspective. Joe in Brookhaven, what's your advice?
Hey, so what you need to do is you need to take a risk. Like, if you don't do this, you would never know what would or would not happen. Like, carpe diem. Seize the day, am I right?
Yes.
So you say she should say something to him?
Well, yeah, at least give him, like, put the idea in his head. I mean, it's a little too late, but, I mean, if he didn't know, you know, it's not anything for him to think about at all.
All right, now the question is, what is the sentence that she says? Does she say to him, I need you to know that I'm in love with you? Is that the sentence? Or is it, do you think you and I were meant to be together? Do you just state your feelings, or do you propose what could be?
I think you could do a little bit of both, you know? Like, mm-hmm. You could say, hey, so I used to have feelings for you, like, a little while back, but, like, based on where we are now, like, what would you do?
Put you know, it back like, on you him. Would.
Exactly. Like, but the thing is, you can't be too indirect. You got to say, like, I have felt this way. You have to be honest.
Yeah, because you got to paint. I mean, you got to paint with bold colors when you're talking to a guy. You can't be gray.
Okay, so then if I came to you, Jeff, this is weird, and told you that I was in love with you and don't propose to Callie, your wife.
Yes.
If I were to say it, do you say it like, if I told you I was in love with you, would that change your idea, or that change your proposing to your girlfriend this weekend? Would that change your mind?
It depends on how I feel back towards you, right?
Right.
Like, so If the vibe is there, right? Then if it causes you to second guess it, but see, I don't know that there's a right answer other than you better make sure she updates you all weekend long and you have those updates for us on Monday.
I didn't tell y'all this not to have an update.
Okay, perfect.
All right, this time Monday we'll find out what she did. And if you didn't get through, then you can definitely leave us some advice on Facebook. And Kelly, you can send all the comments to your friend?
Yeah, I'm going to let her
know. Tell her to go.
Oh, she's listening right now.
Oh, okay. Well,
you can
also tell her to go check out all the comments right there. So if you've got advice, maybe you've been in this situation before, just like our first call about it, Melanie, and you've got a strong opinion on it, we definitely want to hear from you on Facebook, Star 94.1 Atlanta.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.